While a typical homeowner refers to their purchase as an investment, they typically do not mean that it will result in any financial gains because a house provides them with the essential requirement for shelter. A house can also help you develop wealth if you know how to use your equity effectively. What is home equity? The amount of your home that you own, or how much of it you have paid for versus how much of your mortgage is still owed, is known as your home equity. If your property is worth $200,000 and you have $150,000 left on your mortgage, your home equity is $50,000. The asset is used as security when you borrow money using the equity in your home. In exchange, you receive cheaper interest rates than, say, those associated with credit cards. The obvious risk is losing your home if you can't make the payments, but this risk can be reduced if you're careful with your money and choose the best course of action for your particular situation. Although the phrase debt is typically associated with negative connotations, getting it can be a terrific way to boost your wealth and can frequently do so much more quickly than simply conserving money. When investing, you can use your own money, which may impact your cash flow and make it difficult or impossible to meet immediate demands or other people's money. Leveraging your home equity is essentially what happens in the second case. Two ways to leverage home equity. Lenders will let you borrow money using your home as collateral in one of two ways. A fixed-term home equity loan is used for one, and a home equity line of credit is used for the other, HELOC. 1. Fixed-term home equity loan. A lump sum is released to the borrower in a home equity loan. Payments are amortized over a set period. On the other hand, a HELOC functions like a credit card in that you can withdraw any amount as long as it is within the credit limit and the validity term. It allows you a lot of flexibility because paying off the principal frees up your available credit. Your available credit will be $15,000, $20,000, $10,000, plus $5,000 equals $15,000 if your maximum line of credit is $20,000 and you repay $5,000 of the $10,000 you borrowed. 2. HELOC. Due to their accessibility and flexibility, HELOCs are second only to mortgages. According to the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada, the significant contributor to the growth of family debt. We need to consider some facts, even though this isn't necessarily terrible. 49% of borrowers use their debt to finance repairs, 22% to consolidate debt, 19% to buy a car, 19% to cover everyday costs, and 13% to travel. Only 11% of borrowers use their HELOCs to purchase homes and other investments. 36% of HELOC customers between the ages of 25 and 34 use their loans to settle other debts. At first glance, this makes it reasonable because it effectively replaces those obligations with ones that have lower interest rates. Is this, however, the best way to use a loan? According to a 2017 Canadian business article, the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada issued a warning this spring that the rising popularity of HELOCs may encourage Canadians to use their homes as ATMs, making it simpler for them to borrow more than they can afford. Low interest rates have been alluring for borrowers in recent years. Still, to avoid the dangers of debt accumulation, borrowers must view loans as assets to develop their wealth rather than as means of supporting their lifestyles. How to handle the risks attached with home equity. So, where should you invest that cash, and how should you handle the risks? Here are a few concepts. Renovations. If the homeowner intends to sell the home at some point, renovations, which make up most of the loan spending, might be a wise investment. Renovations may raise the property's value, depending on the area and real estate trends. Stock exchange. The risk involved in buying stocks is well known. However, Investopedia states, there are no ideal definitions or metrics of risk. Although market volatility is undoubtedly a worry, some equities are riskier than others. This will depend on factors like the industry sector, economic trends, and the company's history and profile. The predicted profits versus the cost of getting the debt used to buy the stocks are the most important factors to weigh when investing in stocks. Many business owners make the error of charging expenses on their credit cards. High interest rates can devastate a firm because they cause loans to grow faster than people realize during downturns, which are typical for all businesses. It is less expensive to establish a business or finance its expansion by taking out a loan against one's home. Education. You should consider whether furthering your education is a wise investment to help you financially in the long term before deciding whether or not to do so.
Remember that, unlike a house, education cannot be foreclosed upon or taken away from you. However, this does not mean earning a degree will make you richer.
Investment real estate. Some people will decide to use the equity in their current properties as leverage for a new real estate transaction.
A residential, commercial, or retail property can be rented and turned into self-liquidating assets.
Risk is a reason for concern, and putting all your financial eggs in one basket can be financially devastating,
even though it may result in excellent profits.
A fantastic method to distribute these risks over several investments is through diversification.
Takeaway: there isn't a single financial strategy that is suitable for everyone. Your situation, current assets, and risk tolerance will play a role.
The ultimate line is that debt should not be used as a quick fix for satisfaction, but rather as a strategy to grow personal wealth.
Need some quick cash or want to refinance? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing. The process is free, and you can quit it at any time.
We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice.
Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below.
If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about.
Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.